Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Prajakta, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to the conference call of Cadila Healthcare Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Cadila Healthcare Limited. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. Let me take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy new year and welcome to the post-results teleconference. Before I take you through the highlight of the quarter, let me basically take you to some of the highlights and of the operations during the quarter. During the quarter, we continued our rapid growth journey in US market and posted a sale of 1604 million rupees, which is 101% up year on year. Consumer wellness business grew by 37% with all around performance from all the three brands. API exports other than Nicomed posted a robust 44% growth. The domestic formulation business posted a 10% growth with the launch of 14 new products including line extension. Out of that, 3 products were for the first time in India. Within 1 year of initiation of research efforts in collaboration with Cara Bio Sweden, we have generated a series of novel dissociated non-steroidal glucocorticoid agonist lead compound. Phase 3 trial for our lead compound ZYH1 has begun during the quarter. We filed a second US IND with US FDA for ZYD1, a novel candidate in the class of anti-diabetic area. We filed 3 drug master files with US FDA, taking our cumulative filing to 82. We received approval of 2 ANDAs during the quarter and cumulative number of approval now in US has reached to 50. We filed 4 new product dossiers in European market, taking cumulative filing to 60. Now let me take you to the broad financial highlights. During the quarter on consolidated basis, the total income from operation was up by 28% year on year to 9458 million from 7409 million last year. This was driven mainly by 101% growth in US business, 37% growth in consumer business and 44% growth in API exports, excluding the Nicomed JV. The margin was up by 35% year on year to 2057 million from 1525 million. The EBIT margin, percentage of operating income, was up by 1.1% from 20.6% to 21.7%. Operating profit before tax, excluding non-operating incomes, exceptional items and exchange loss due to foreign exchange loans, was up by 35% year on year to 1540 million from 1139 million last year. Net profit was up by 39% to 1319 million from 949 million last year. In line, the EPS grew by 39% to 9.66 rupees per share from 6.95 rupees last year. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. Over to the coordinator for Q&A. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Over to you for Q&A.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have a first question from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, Mr. Ranjit.
Good afternoon and hearty congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, my question relates to the 3 products which you have launched for the first time in India, if you can elaborate. And my second question is relating to API export, which has grown by phenomenal 44%. Do you feel that it is sustainable? And the third question is regarding the consumer products, which have got 37% growth. How much is the organic and how much is the acquired brand?
So coming to domestic, the three new products which we launched during the quarter, which is first time in India, was one antibiotic called Pazubid, which is injectable antibiotic, a Mucosia MR, which is a combination of etoricoxib with thiacoxicide, and Venz OD, which is death wellness vaccine extended release tablet. These are all launched first time in India, and the products are doing well at this moment. Coming to your questions about consumer products, the consumer product numbers are without any inorganic number, so they are comparable between last year and this year, and it's only organic growth. The last question of yours was regarding the API exports. API exports have been on high side because of a couple of products where the products have become generic, and we are supplied to many companies in EU region for this API, and we believe that this is sustainable for at least the next 18 months.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have next question from Mr. Bhavesh Shah from Dawlat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Good afternoon and congrats on the results. Sir, two basic questions. One is the domestic formulation business has delivered about 10% growth. What do you anticipate going forward in the second half? And second, your view on the French market.
First of all, as far as domestic formulation is concerned, we continue maintaining our guidance to you that we will continue growing at market rate, which is around 13 to 14% for the whole year. For the first 6 months, our growth is about 11%. And going forward, the next half, we expect the growth to be in the vicinity of approximately 15%. With respect to your question on France, I would request Mr. Ganesh Naik to answer that.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Ganesh Naik here.
Okay.
See, over the last 3 years, we have managed to be present in almost 70% of the total portfolio of the generic business. In the last quarter, the total generic portfolio, all products included in France, have grown at 6%, whereas the 70% in which we were present, that has grown by 1%. And our growth in that portfolio, meaning our internal sale, is 5%. So if you make a proper comparison, our growth is 5x of the portfolio we are present in. The other point is, we have one product, I should say we had, which was a combination of Dextro and Para, which has been withdrawn there. So we got a slight setback because of that. Also, last year, for the period July to September, we had launched 7 new molecules, whereas this time, we had only 4 molecules which we launched. In spite of that, we have managed to pull through, but more importantly, in the next quarter, which is October, November, December, last year, we did not launch any new products, whereas this time, we have 4 new products slated. And one of them is clopidogrel, where we expect to garner some very good sales. So in a nutshell, as far as Zydus France goes, the last quarter was between average and good, but we are expecting the next quarter to be better on the lines which I just told you.
Okay, so this will be on the back of 4 new product launches, that is what you think?
Sorry?
This will be on the back of how many product launches that you said?
These will be 4 product launches, out of which one is a blockbuster, which is clopidogrel.
Okay. So would it be possible for you to bifurcate France and Spain in absolute revenue for the quarter?
We are not providing that information now. We may contact Vishal and he will discuss with you about that further.
Okay, just one last question, sir. Your view on Hospira, how is it going? Where do we see the traction coming for in Cadila?
Hospira is already started contributing, as you know that the revenue started from the last quarter itself, but this quarter our sales was, our part of 50% sales was 20 crore rupees, and it is going to ramp up further as we start adding more products into the market. These are coming out of two products at this moment, and by the year end, we will range to five products. So the contribution is going to go up as we move forward every quarter.
Yes, I'll be in the queue. I have a couple of few more questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Rahul S. from Carby. Mr. Rahul, please go ahead, sir.
Our materials costs have gone up during the quarter. What can you attribute that for, and do you see this post-op remaining, or?
Actually, if you see the for the quarter, because on a consolidated basis, we have a one business which is Nycomed, which has a high margin business. And this quarter, the contribution in terms of percentage to total sales of Nycomed is quite significantly low. That's why you see our material cost being higher.
Okay, okay.
So it's a basically issue because of our Nycomed number being lower this quarter compared to previous quarter. In terms of percentage to total sales, you see a little higher cost of material there.
So how do you foresee Nycomed and Hospira panning out in terms of revenues for the current year?
I see we have always communicated that, you know, Nycomed and Hospira basically combined would ensure that we don't have any dip. And in fact, if you see this quarter number, it clearly indicates that when you take numbers of Nycomed last year and this year, and if you take Hospira additional number this year, and if you total up all that, you will see we are reaching the same number. The whole point here is that we have always given you guidance that when Nycomed sales will start going down, Hospira will be able to provide enough cushion. Yet, we don't see a decline in Nycomed number happening yet. We expect next year the API production at Nycomed plant to begin, and with that even we will have additional revenue generation possibility happening.
So, but do you see that with a dip in Nycomed as has happened, and this year probably the 600 to 650 million would be coming in. Do you see this upward bias in raw materials continuing, sir?
Yeah, I think because the fact remains that the impact of that is going to get neutralized because we have other businesses which are growing rapidly and which are also high margin. And we see a margin improvement happening in other businesses as well. So though now we will see Nycomed number may not be in percentage terms so much in terms of overall sales, but we will not see this dip in raw material cost to happen on a long-term basis. We will basically be able to improve our margins. As you see here, we have improved margin, but even going forward, we should be able to improve margin, including we should be able to maintain our raw material cost.
Okay. And sir, what about forward cover? What is the position on a forward cover as of now, sir?
Vishal, can you provide it?
Yeah. As of now, as on 30th September, about $28 million worth of receivables have been hedged forward. And it includes a period up to March 2011.
Okay. And what rate is it at?
It's about 23.5.
Okay. And on the loan part, any... could you give us clarity on the loans, on the forex loans or anything changes that happened?
Not really. From the position as on 30th June, consolidated sale about 100 crore as of now, of which 55% is denominated in foreign currency, and of that about 66% is hedged through different instruments.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Alok Dalal from MF Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, what is the reason for the strong growth that we are seeing in the U.S.?
Couple of reasons. One is basically we launched one new product. We got additional market volumes from customers, and we saw that there was a demand happening because number of players are going out of US market and they are creating a vacuum in the market where the people are looking for. So for example, last quarter we saw Apotex going out of market. and we also saw that as a result we got some opportunity to increase our sales further.
Okay.
So
okay.
As of today, if you see, we have already crossed $100 million for the calendar year, this calendar year 2009 in the U.S. market.
Right.
So originally our budget was $100 million, but we are seeing the much better number happening in U.S. now.
Yeah. So can you tell us what kind of numbers that you're looking at for U.S. now?
We're looking at now about $120 million for the year.
$120 million.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you see your U.S. portfolio panning out over the next 12 to 18 months or so?
Our U.S. portfolio is very much in place. We believe that we will continue growing at a good rate in U.S. market. I cannot give you a typical guidance, but once we finalize our budget, we should be able to give you some guidance as far as 2010 numbers are concerned. We see U.S. Portfolio is very well poised and with some unique products as well. So we believe that going forward also, we should be able to maintain both growth rate and margin.
Okay, thank you. And how is the working capital position at this point in time?
Yeah.
The main working capital as of 30 September was about 1,000 crore, which included cash balance of about 330 crore.
Okay, and how has this changed over the last 6 months or so?
On as of 31st of March, the net working capital was about 870 crore, which included 250 crore rupees of cash.
Okay, thank you. That is useful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Akshay from Citigroup. Mr. Akshay, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. You mentioned you gained some market share in the U.S. Post exiting of some competitors. Do you think this is going to be sticky going forward? I mean, this growth rate will be sustainable?
I think you should understand there is a base effect as well. So, you know, you can't say that every year you'll go by 100%, but we will expect a very good growth in U.S. I can't provide a number for 2010, but we will be able to provide you by the time when we meet for the conference call in January, the U.S. numbers when we would have finalized our budget. But we believe that the growth is sustainable, not the same percentage, because you can understand that I can't double the business every year. But I believe the growth will be, a very handsome growth will happen even the next year. As far as the U.S. market is concerned.
There's been a sharp increase in your other expenses. I mean, apart from R&D, is there anything else driving this cost?
No, R&D was the main cost driving the overall other expenses.
Okay, thank you. And also, you mentioned one API supply in the EU. I missed the name. Can you just repeat that?
We have, it's clopidogrel.
Okay, that is not. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have next question from Mr. Srivastava from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. In the U.S. market, sir, what would be the top 5, top 10 products and what would be your market share in your top 5 products, sir?
We can provide you this information offline. Would you please connect Mr. Vishal Gaur for this purpose?
Okay. Fine, sir. In terms of integration with Zydus France, sir, are we now outsourcing a large part of the requirements from our Indian units, sir?
Currently, we are about 35% of our requirement is coming from India.
Okay.
And it's slowly and gradually increasing.
Okay. Sir, can you give us an update on your vaccines business? You did some acquisition and you are planning some foray into anti-rabies vaccine.
Anti-rabies vaccine we already have on the market, which we are supplying, and we also have developed a new generation anti-rabies vaccine, which is undergoing currently a final stage of clinical trial. It is slated to be launched somewhere in the first quarter next financial year.
Okay.
And we are also working on several other vaccines, which will be launched between 2011 and 12.
Okay, and this launch is a global launch or it's only in India?
So it's going to be Indian launch.
Okay, but I believe you had some supply agreement with WHO, right?
Yeah, we do have approval from WHO and we are already started exporting anti-rabies vaccine to few markets now, and gradually our product is getting registered in different markets and moving into other markets as well, wherever there is a market for the rabies vaccine.
And sir, what has been the performance in the semi-regulated markets, especially Brazil and other markets for the half year and the quarter?
Vishal can provide the information.
In Brazil, we grew by 15% in only quarter.
Okay.
In the emerging markets, you would understand that last year we had a similar acquisition.
Okay.
And quarter two number included two quarter numbers of Simaila.
Okay.
So growth for the quarter would not be comparable for emerging market. For the first half, the emerging market grew by 12%.
Yeah, this is Ganesh Nayar. Let me add to it. In Brazil, our generic business, because in Brazil we have two components. One is the Nico, the branded promoted business which we acquired 2 years ago.
Okay.
And the other is the generic business.
Okay.
Our generic business has grown by 95%. But the Nico grew at 1% because we had one product where we could not supply for almost 6-7 months.
Okay.
And that contributes to almost 14% of our sales. So if I take that out, our Nico business also is growing at 14%. But because that product was not available and on a business to business, that has grown by 1% and this is 96, but that component is much larger. So both put together, as Vishal mentioned, the growth is 15%.
Sir, can you also give us an update of both your joint ventures, sir, like Zydus Novatech and Zydus BSC?
Zydus Novatech is very much on its path to filing its first ANDA next year. And it is also building a new facility for manufacturing of the transdermal products. And the plant is under construction at this moment.
Okay.
But as far as BSV is concerned, we have moved it to a phase 2 trial for the novel drug delivery product.
Okay.
And also we have filed some ANDAs also from this facility to basically generate additional revenues.
Okay. So you are supposed to launch one product out of the BSV venture in the current year, right?
That we already launched. That is already launched in the Indian market.
Okay.
For the international market, for registrations in the international market, we are conducting additional clinical studies.
Okay. And sir, how much this product has clocked, sir, in the last 6 months or the quarter?
Sorry?
This product which you have launched in the Indian market.
I will ask Vishal to provide you this number offline.
Okay. In Zydus Novatech, how many ANDAs you have totally filed, sir? For your proposal?
We have a plan to file about 7 ANDAs.
Okay.
Our first ANDA will be filed next year.
And these are all very complex and niche ANDAs.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And focus on transdermal products.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Puneet from MP Advisors. Mr. Puneet, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, this is Nimish. Thanks for taking the question. Just wanted to understand what would be the constant currency growth in the total exports. I'm just trying to understand how is the forex impacting the sales.
Nimish, this is Vishal.
Yeah.
We have different markets, and in different markets, we operate in different currencies. So it would be difficult to give you one number.
Any color if you can throw as to what ballpark would be the increase because of the favorable forex? Or
okay, major is US market where we grew by about 82%.
Okay. And
in Brazil we grew by 17%.
And these two, US obviously the currency has been favorable. Brazil also the currency was in favor?
Yeah,
almost.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, that was it. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Arvind B. from Bank of America. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks. Most of my questions have been answered. Thanks, I'll move on.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Balaji Prasad from Goldman. Mr. Prasad, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. just had two questions. One, could you throw some details on your Novavax joint venture? What is the kind of duration around it, the investment, and your expectations from this vaccine unit?
First of all, I think you were confused because this is not our company, Novavax. We did not acquire Novavax.
No, this is the...
It is acquired by Cadila Pharmaceuticals, which is another company. So Novavax was not acquired by us.
Okay, fair enough. Secondly, on the Zydus Hospital JV itself, what is the profit contribution being this quarter, and how do you expect this to go forward?
You can contact Mr. Vishal Gaur, he will provide you offline the information.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have next question from Mr. Gupta from Tata AIG. Mr. Gupta, please go ahead, sir.
Hi sir, this is Chino from Tata AIG. So I would like you to comment on profitability in your LATAM and European markets.
We are not providing the market-specific profitability data, so comparative results I'm not providing. So I won't be able to provide you that information, but you can contact Mr. Vishal Gaur, he will be able to take you through the details more in one-to-one call.
Okay, and so on your R&D expenditure for this quarter, what would be the number?
Yeah, it was 474 million.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your question. We have next question from Mr. Sujit from Standard Chartered. Mr. Sujit, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. I just need to know what is the status of your WHO rabies vaccine? Because I think you were in the process for last 6 months.
The status is that we already have approved, and I mentioned to some another question before,
mm-hmm.
that we already started exporting to few markets like Vietnam, Pakistan,
Venezuela.
And product is getting registered in other markets, and we'll be starting selling other markets as well.
No, I mean, that is the only generic to Novartis product, right?
Sorry?
The vaccine which got that Lysavac, you got approval from WHO for
right.
tender business.
Yeah, correct.
So when you see that, you know, that business will ramp up to a significant level?
We expect that in next maybe 18 months it will ramp up, because as we get approvals in different individual markets, we will be selling them more and more.
Okay, so 18 months. And you were manufacturing physically in your Barna Biotech acquired plant in Europe?
No, we manufacture this in a plant in Ahmedabad where we already have a manufacturing facility.
Then what's your plan for that biotech vaccine plant you have acquired for?
That's a research unit. It is not a manufacturing plant,
mm-hmm.
which basically focuses on research in vaccinology.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on several vaccines, and as and when development happens, we will inform about the development.
Okay. Just one more question is that what will be your present receivable days in your U.S. business?
Receivable days?
In U.S. business?
Yeah. Any idea?
Just now I don't have the number in front of me, but we'll be very happy to provide you offline. Would you please contact Mr. Vishal Gaur? He will give you exact numbers.
Sure. And another thing I missed is that what's your profit in Nycomed, Jerry?
Yeah.
It was 120 million rupees.
Pardon?
120 million rupees.
120 million. And the hospital is also maintaining the same margin level? No?
Yeah. Hospital is maintaining similar margins, yeah. As it was there in the first quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have next question from Mr. Manoj from MP. Mr. Manoj, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations for good set of numbers. First question is pertaining to, what is the total addressable market of this transdermal product in the U.S., sir?
Well, it is, it's large. It's too early for us to give you the numbers, because as and when we file ANDA, we'll inform you the addressable market size, but the product which we identified has an overall market size of about $3
billion. $3
billion.
Yeah. Both products are mainly into patent category, or even there are few products which are going off patent also?
There are few products which are off patent, and one or two are still in patent.
Indian packet. Sir, just at a macro level, have you seen some kind of price stability in the US market because the smaller players are going out and operate US FDA has become more stringent? This has resulted in the consolidation in the space and second probably little price stability in the market also?
It's a mixed bag. We see price stability in some products and some products still new players are coming in, so you see price erosion. So, but overall you can say we are able to maintain overall margins, but it's mixed bag actually.
Okay. Second, this was a news article in the paper about the shortage of Varroa vaccine, Rabipur and Varroa in the Indian market. Has it made some positive impact on our vaccine sales, anti-rabies vaccine sales in India?
Yes, but it's too early for us to say anything. It's too early to say anything. But yes, we are seeing some positive impact.
Okay, okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Nimesh Desai from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, Mr. Desai.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Just had one question. Yesterday, Hospira has come out with a press release on launching of generic version of Taxotere across Europe. Just wanted to know whether the Zydus Hospira JV will be manufacturing this product or this is something outside the purview of this JV.
This product is not in the purview of the JV.
Okay, okay, fine. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have next question from Mr. Surya from Reliance Money. Mr. Surya, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, congrats for good set of numbers, sir. And I just wanted to check what is the margin, the profitability margin for the Hospira JV? Is it possible to say?
It's about 30% at this moment, but it's too early to say exact margin because it depends on the market price and all that. So currently, you cannot take the number as a guidance because going forward, once the market stabilizes, we know exact margin possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the capex that both the partners have invested in that JV?
Approximately 80 crore rupees.
80 crore. And about the Japanese market, can you give us some indication what is your growth plan and by what time you would see that market getting some critical mass?
I think Japanese market is very much on track. It is growing at a very good percentage growth, but because this base is small,
no.
I don't want to even boast about it. But we see that our market shares are improving and we are launching more products. So our portfolio is expanding and we see that in next 3 years we would have a good critical mass in Japanese market.
Okay, and how many products are there currently and what is the product pipeline that you have for that market?
See, currently, this is Ganesh Nayak. Currently, we have, one product which is methyl dopa, which we have acquired, which is a large one. And then we have about 20 generic molecules which we have out-licensed. And in our pipeline from here, we have identified 12 molecules on which we are working.
Okay. So currently in the market, how many products are there, you see?
We have about 15, 17 products.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Baswaraj from Techno Group. Mr. Baswaraj, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. One small question about Nico product which you are not able to supply. So what was the actual reason? Which is this product, sir? First and second is what is the actual reason? Is it quality or a change in market dynamics?
No, it is not either quality or market dynamics. We had some production constraint because of which we couldn't supply.
Right, and, can you name the product?
No, I would not like to name the product.
Oh. Right, so thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask any further questions. We have a next question from Mr. Mitul Mehta from Lucky Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have two set of questions. One is on your sales growth and second is on the tax rate. June quarter and subsequently September quarter, we've seen a very robust sales growth. Are we likely to maintain this between 20% and 25% growth for the second half. And second question is, of course, on your tax rate. When are we likely to be a full tax paying country?
Number one, we believe that we will be maintaining the growth current growth levels. And as far as tax rates are concerned, we will be in the MAT for quite foreseeable time because some of our production is coming from Sikkim, where we have a tax exemption for now 8 more years. So we will maintain the MAT kind of a tax rate going forward as well.
Okay. And sir, on your capital expenditure program for this year and year after that?
This year we are expecting about 200 crore rupees capital expenditure.
145 crore rupees.
Yeah, and maybe similar number next year.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. Your next question from Ms. Fatima Khan from IRPR. Ms. Fatima, please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I have three questions. My first question is, do you plan to expand your domestic branded formulations portfolio further this quarter, or can you give us some guidance about this?
Sorry, I couldn't understand your question.
Do you plan to expand your domestic branded formulation portfolio further?
Yeah, we are going to basically continue launching new products, and we will launch new products even this quarter. We have about 10 products lined up for launch this quarter and the next quarter, 10 each. So we will continue launching new products and expanding product portfolio in the process.
Okay. Do you expect to expect your EBITDA margin to expand further, because it's at a very good level right now? So at what rate do you expect it to expand further?
See, we basically have, if you see our track record, we have improved our margins about average about 100 basis points year on year, and we believe that we still have scope to continue doing that.
Okay, all right. And now Wipro has launched its sugar-free competition for you. So what kind of marketing strategy are you planning as a response to this launch?
I won't be able to spell out the marketing strategy, or you will understand that commercial reason we will not say it. But
yeah,
we are already showing a very robust growth on our product, and we have taken necessary steps to safeguard our interests. Actually, more players is helping us to expand the category, and we being the leader, we are able to grab the most of that.
So you would be doing some line extensions?
I won't spell out that.
Okay.
Because of the commercial reason, as I told you.
Do you expect your interest and financial charges to remain stable over this year?
Yeah, we expect it to remain stable this year, yeah.
All right. That is it. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have next question from Mr. Rajesh V from ICICI Securities. Mr. Rajesh, please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Congrats on a pretty good set of numbers. Congrats on the big picture. In the last 3 years, Cadila has done well of doubling the revenues and profit. The profit after tax has gone up from 145 to 300 in fiscal 09, and this first half also you have done pretty well. So are you on track to achieve the $1 billion revenue mark for March 11?
Yes, I think we see that looking at our growth, we are on our track to achieve the $1 billion mark, saving, of course, the euro-dollar exchange rate not remaining and crossing 50, we might have problems, but otherwise,
yeah,
we are very much on track for making that happen.
Okay, and the U.S. also is showing a tremendous traction. Obviously, there are, as you mentioned in one of the queries, response to one of the queries, that there are less number of players is also helping the cause. Could you throw some more light? I mean, we have a few other Indian companies also who have had trouble with the FDA, and because of which they are absent in the market. So what's exactly going on, and do you think that the U.S. FDA risk, which was there a year ago, has that subsided a bit, or you think it's still pretty much high as they have raised the bar?
I guess U.S. FDA risk will be always there, because if you don't follow the standards which is prescribed by FDA in terms of good manufacturing practices, companies can face problems. And I think the customers are really worried, because one after one, there are almost half a dozen companies not only Indian but even US companies who have had problems.
Sure.
And as a result, there is a kind of an apprehension in customers' mind that the moment they hear some kind of thing happening with one company, they try to move away from that company and go like to go to companies which are safer for them. And as a result, we see that a few, it could be very critical for succeeding in the US market to maintain a good track record with FDA.
Sure. And have you seen with this significantly stronger top line growth, have the US profit, has profitability in the US business has improved significantly?
Yeah, I think we are seeing because of higher sales, better profitability, and because of the structure we have, we don't, our costs do not go up so significantly with that, so we are really benefiting out of it, and we believe that even post all R&D expenditure, the US is contributing to our bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Would you think that the margins would be now in line with the overall company, or they would still be lower? Your EBITDA is now close to 22%, and
yeah, I think margins are in line with the overall company.
Okay, great, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Surjeet from Standard Chartered. Mr. Surjeet, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for taking my question again. Going by the latest development on roflumilast, which is basically Daxus, is there any plan for Nycomed to manufacture it in your JV going forward, if it approved?
Currently, we don't have a plan. But yes, if something happens, then we can we will have discussions on that.
I mean, it is in the agenda to discuss going forward if anything succeeded from regulatory level.
Yes, that's right.
And you have that capacity in your JV for?
Yes, we have built up a new facility for API,
mm-hmm.
And that new facility would have capacity to end products.
Okay. Another area is the Japan, though you have said certain things about that 3 years you are going to see some critical sales to come out of that geography. My point is that the next bit after US, do you have any aggressive plan going by inorganic growth for that market?
We would basically now like to grow the market organically rather than inorganically, but we would basically be looking at some brand acquisitions or something, and that is where we will basically try to add portfolio. So some inorganic play we will do in terms of acquiring some brands, but mostly it is going to be organic play.
And any plan to get into hospital segment over there?
No, we don't have plans currently to get into hospital segment.
Because that is 15% of the total market, I believe.
I know. That we already covered for our orders. We do visit hospitals and supply products into hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about hospitals, we talk about injectables and
right.
The accessories with it, which is where we are not planning to do at this moment.
But your Japanese operation is profitable at operating level?
It is not.
It's not. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Puneet from MP Advisors. Mr. Puneet, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. In this quarter, you reported a royalty income of rupees 72 million in other operating income. That will be a recurring item or just a one-time?
It is a recurring item.
Okay, and it is regarding what?
It's for one of the product in US.
One of the product in US?
Yeah.
Okay, and in this quarter, how many products have been launched in the US market?
Two products.
Two products?
Yeah.
And next year, how many you are expecting?
Next year, we are expecting about six products.
Six products.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Ranjit Kaparia from HDFC Securities. Mr. Ranjit, please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I just want to know, is this 50 ANDA which are pending, is there any FTA from Para for opportunity, and what is the size?
We have some opportunities on FTA and Para for, but currently it is too early for us to really say, because it all depends upon when we get the license to launch it.
can you quantify the market size at least for that opportunity?
That's difficult for me to give you that number.
Okay, thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask any further questions. We have a next question from Mr. Arvind D. from Bank of America. Mr. Arvind, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, just a small little question on your capex plans, and you have 200 crore capex plan for next year. Is it on a specific facility you are going to set up, or most of it is maintenance capex?
So these are all facility expansion and maintenance capex. So we would basically be adding some API capabilities. We'll be adding some vaccine capabilities and biology capabilities. And we also would add some oral manufacturing capability and transdermal manufacturing capability.
And that would come on stream in like next 2 years or so?
Yeah, this will be coming on stream. Usually our projects we like to complete in less than 12 months. So
okay.
Most of the projects would see that it will come in about 18 months in fully operational.
But given your strong growth run rate, your current capacity is sufficient for the next year also?
Current capacity is sufficient for next year for sure. Because we build up a huge capability in the plant, and now what we need is to do balancing to increase capacity. So we don't see any problem. But going forward, we plan to build additional manufacturing facility. And that's why we are looking at 200 crore capital investment also next year.
Okay. Another question on your R&D side. R&D cost as a percentage of sales remain at 5%. Do you expect it to go up given the fact that your novel research pipeline is progressing, your ANDA filings will also go up? Any guidance on that front?
I don't think we should. Our revenue growth also is robust, and I think that's the reason why we do not see that this number between 5% will really grow.
Okay, and sir, finally, how many ANDA filings you plan over the next year? I mean, 15, 20?
Yeah, well, usually we have a target to file anything between 12 to 15 ANDAs every year, and this year we expect that we should be able to file 15 plus ANDAs.
So, coming to one final question, I mean, you have 50 NDAs pending approval, and you just mentioned that you expect launch of 6 products by next year. Is there any specific reason? Is most of the NDAs filed only recently, or you are being conservative?
NDAs have been filed before, but, you know, the approval process in USA is becoming slow. Also, some of the NDAs we have filed, the patent may expire much later, so we might have tentative approval, but we can't launch it. So all put together, we believe that we should be able to launch 6 products. If FDA becomes faster, we get some faster approval, some surprises, we may launch more products, but currently
okay.
Our visibility is around 6 products.
Oh, that is all from my side. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further question, please press star and 1. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and 1. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dowlat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks again. So just wanted to know how many products do you have in the US market currently, YTD?
27.
27 products. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and 1. Participants are requested to press star and 1 to ask any further questions. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and 1. Mr. Padhi, there are no more questions now.
Thank you for joining the conference call and have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata IndiCom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you. Have a great evening.